Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced the Australian Institute of Sport and Australian Medical Association's position statement on concussion in sport. The second post announced the National Athletic Trainers Association's position statement on the management of acute skin trauma. Finally, the third post described a study where the authors found that 1 in 4 American football players at the NFL Combine who had a history of knee surgery have knee osteoarthritis, despite the fact that they're only 20 to 26 years of age, which makes them remarkably young for having knee OA. If we take a closer look at this last post, we find that the authors reviewed records from 594 players, which represented about 704 knees among individuals who were 20 to 26 years of age and attended the NFL Combine between 2005 and 2009. These players needed magnetic resonance imaging because of a history of knee injury or surgery, or because they reported knee symptoms. This group represented about 36% of all players who attended the NFL Combine during this 5-year period. The authors defined osteoarthritis as moderate or severe non-focal articular cartilage loss with magnetic resonance imaging, or joint space narrowing on x-rays. Overall, 423 of 704 knees included had a history of surgery. Osteoarthritis was present in 104 of the 704 knees, representing about a total of 15% of knees having osteoarthritis. A player with a history of surgery was more likely to have osteoarthritis than someone without a history of surgery. Specifically, those with a history of surgery, about 23% had osteoarthritis, versus only 4% among those without a history of surgery. The frequency of osteoarthritis was particularly high for those with a history of partial meniscectomy or anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. However, it was only 11% for those with a history of a meniscal repair. Player body mass index was associated with knee osteoarthritis, but player position was not. The current study presents the next step in better understanding the development of long-term consequences in the knee following athletic participation with a history of knee surgery. It's important to note that all of the players had a history of knee injury or surgery or had knee symptoms. This means that we are unable to determine the prevalence of knee osteoarthritis among all the players at the NFL Combine. Regardless, the study highlights that a player with a history of knee surgery is more likely to have knee osteoarthritis even though they are only 20 to 26 years of age. While the presence of structural changes is no guarantee that the player currently has knee symptoms, it does increase the chances that they have or will develop knee symptoms. This could have a dramatic effect on an athlete's playing career, as well as their quality of life after football. And if you think about it, if these individuals are only 20 to 26 years of age, it means that they have most of their life ahead of them, that they could potentially be living with a chronic painful condition. The current study was limited because the authors did not assess the severity of knee symptoms. Understanding the severity of knee symptoms would help clinicians identify what, if any, impact a history of surgery may have on athletic performance, daily function, and quality of life. Furthermore, there was little detail provided to understand how these athletes were treated, such as the type of graft they received, the type of rehabilitation following surgery, and their return to play criteria. All of these factors could affect the development of knee osteoarthritis. Despite these limitations, the current findings should inform clinicians that they need to be aware that these athletes are at a greater risk for osteoarthritis. Therefore, we need to educate these athletes on the long-term consequences of knee injury and surgery and seek to implement best clinical practices to prevent joint damage, for example, deploying widespread injury prevention programs. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a systematic review on the genetic risk factors for sustaining a mild traumatic brain injury. The authors found that two variations might confer risk for sustaining a traumatic brain injury. However, the authors noted that more research was needed to confirm these findings. If you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We will have links to these courses, the posts, and the systematic review on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.